Right, 6:48. This is, we're going to do this for the next 2 weeks. We get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read out your texts and emails on Dear Scott. So anything you want to send in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll do our best. Right, here's the first one we got.
Subject, nuns. It's all your fault. Last night, I managed to fall asleep during your show and had the most interesting dream ever.
Right, so they fell asleep during our show. Now, we're on between 4 and 7, normally. Maybe we're asleep.
Maybe they work night.
Maybe.
About nuns in lingerie. It was, yeah, interesting.
Okay. That's because we were talking about nuns, right? We didn't talk about nuns in lingerie, did we? Oh, we were asking about hot nuns because of that website. What's it called?
There was that Italian priest who was going to run that nun beauty contest, but he's pulled it now. Yeah. We were talking about that.
There's a nun beauty pageant. So we asked.
I missed all of this.
No, we are. Oh, you were at the cricket, I think. We asked for hot nuns to text in. That's why.
And did you get any?
None. Not one. Oh. Not one.
Was that? Also, Slash was there explaining there was a beauty contest. Only he had your voice talking about a nun beauty contest.
Okay. Why was Slash there?
Did you talk about him as well?
No.
Right.
Not once.
I think the moral of the story is not to fall asleep during your shows because you give people stupid dreams. Love you, Scott. Andy, 17, Fareham.
Well, thanks very much, Andy. We have said this before. Do not fall asleep during things, especially Sky News, because you have really weird dreams. Yeah. Right, next.
Name, unofficialmills.co.uk.
Ah.
Subject, I'm writing to you because you're well known for your amazing relationship and dating advice. Lol. Jono, the geek who runs your fan site, fancies the lady off of Radio 4. Do you think he's in with a chance?
Hmm.
She's making them up again.
Do you think it's her again?
Yeah. Also, since when did a posh lady from Radio 4 say amazing like she said it?
I think it was the way it was spelled.
Oh, was it? Okay,
amazing.
Right.
And since when have you been known for your amazing relationship advice?
Never.
Last week you spent the entire week telling freshers to break up with them.
I don't believe this one.
Okay.
Also, he's going to uni soon too. Is this the right time to start a relationship?
No. Really not. Sorry to break it to you like that, Jono, but no.
So the geek that runs your fan site, you know, trying to break up his relationship as well?
He hasn't got a relationship yet. He's trying to get it on with posh Radio 4 lady.
Right. So why start?
P.S. Can the Radio 4 lady wish him happy birthday? He's 20 today.
So that's Jono of Unofficial Mills, 20 today. Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jono.
Yes, I can. Mm. Happy birthday, babe. XX.
Babe!
That's a bit wrong.
I think he'd like that again.
Yes, I can. Happy birthday, babe. XX.
Yeah. You just know he's going to clip that. It's going to be all over a website. Next!
Subject. Hello. Hi, Scott. It's Layla. Remember me? Ha ha. How are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
Do you remember her?
Yeah.
Now, this is a girl called Layla, who must have been a couple of years ago now, developed a little bit of a thing about me, has to be said.
Did a whole FHM shoot about you.
She did do an FHM thing, yeah. Where she... Do you know about this, Becky? She appeared with not many clothes on in FHM, saying that she possibly thought that she was the girl for me.
Nothing
really ever happened.
No.
So, we never really even chatted, to be honest. But she seems to be back. Can you keep an eye on that one? Thanks.
Oh, God.
Subject, Freshers Week. Hi, Scott. Love the show. Lol. I was listening to a podcast where you were saying about Freshers Week and what goes on then. And was wondering, what does go on? My older brother is starting uni and I'm worried.
Well, it's just, I mean, I've not been to university myself, but Chappers has, and he'll tell you what exactly goes on.
Oh, well, it's just lots of getting to know each other. Hmm. I think making new friends.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun, yeah.
Getting to know each other. That's right.
Yeah, it should be the tagline for Freshers Week.
Love you all. Heart smileys. Claire, Northern Ireland. Lots of X's.
Nothing to worry about, Claire. You'll just be getting to know a few people. That's all.
P.S. The Radio 4 lady is amazing. Not added by the Radio 4 lady. Winking smiley.
Yeah, whatever she's doing. That's a double bluff now.
Yeah.
Next.
Name, Tom Hopkins. Message, hi, Scott. I recently saw a video on YouTube of you playing darts against Bobby George. Yeah, I know. That was filmed months ago. Anyway, at the moment, I'm on a low point when it comes to playing darts, and I feel that playing you, or Justin Lee Collins, in a game of darts would give me a boost of confidence. Why, you ask? Well, I'd wipe the floor with you, or JLC. So, how about it? I'm awaiting your reply. Thanks. Tom in Ulford, brackets, that's near Mablethorpe.
Well, brilliant.
That's- Why?
Why,
why do you want to play me at darts?
To get him, get his confidence back.
Because you're rubbish and he wants to feel better about himself.
Actually, this is quite a good idea. For all, for sportsmen who are suffering career confidences, we could hire you out to play them. So let's say like a fast bowler at cricket is struggling to recapture his 90-mile-an-hour form. We could put you in the net and have him bowl 90 miles an hour at you.
By the end of the day, he'll feel so
much
better.
He'll feel a lot better. This is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can make some money as well.
It would boost your confidence, I have to say.
It would also make some great videos.
Yeah. Next.
Name, Peter. Message, Dear Scott. Having been a regular listener to your show for the past 2 years, including the times you've covered for the roly-poly man, I feel I know your radio personality quite well.
Well, thank you.
I sometimes check the Radio 1 web pages, and I've noticed that there's no reference to your relatively new team member, Becky. There is, however, a short note about Chappers, including a picture.
Yep. Yeah, there's nothing really about you on the website at the moment. Is that out of choice, or have we haven't been asked, have we?
No, it's because I'm in charge of it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel a bit weird writing about myself. That's the sort of thing you'd do.
Would you like would you like someone else to do it for you?
Yes, please.
Would you?
Yes.
Do you want me to do it?
No!
Yeah, you do.
I'm sorry, I missed that bit, because the one that doesn't speak is a Liverpool fan, wants Robbie Keane to take some shots against you. That's a football joke, you won't get it.
No, I don't get it. All I remember is I had balls flying on my nose before
from Paul Robinson, yeah.
And it wasn't fun.
He went to a Spurs training session.
Yeah.
Not from Neighbours.
No, what? Not the book.
Not from Neighbours. Why would I have a book? Why would balls fly on my nose from Paul Robinson off Neighbours?
Don't let her answer that.
Next.
Since Becky is now a permanent addition, can we find out a little about her? It would be nice to put a face to the voice. I hear she's from Somerset.
Yeah.
I'm from there. Taunton, in fact. Peter. Taunton, XX.
You probably know each other anyway, then.
That's my brother.
No need. Next.
Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady read out my email last week about smiley faces. I was wondering if you would let me have 2 emails in a row read out.
Well, it looks like we have.
Anyway, this week I would like to ask Chappers a question, as I feel he's usually left out in your correspondence, and I don't want him to feel left out.
That's a really good idea,
it's fine,
actually.
It's fine. I totally agree with you.
Okay, here we go.
I heard you trying to sing like Britney dancing, which I thought was amazing, by the way. You were almost as good as her. Any chance you'll be going on tour soon? I'm sure loads of people would pay good money to see you. Keep up the good work. Matt, Darby, XX, smiley.
I think there's no need for sarcasm, is there?
I don't know. I think Matt was being...
I don't think he was at all.
No. If you haven't seen that video yet, then we played some clips of what's believed to be Britney Spears' microphone, and only her microphone, when she was doing a gig in Vegas, I think it was. And then Chappers said that it would be easy to dance and sing that well. And you can see the fruits of his labour at Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It was a bit of a struggle. It's good, though. Have a look. 7:04. Anything you want to ask, we can answer it at this early stage, about 6:40 tomorrow. 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.